I'm just embarrassed. We didn't do a good job of coming out with any fire. And myself and my teammates, we were just flat the whole day.
Brandon Marshall may have nailed the Broncos' performance today with those comments. The offense had four turnovers, and the defense gave up 213 yards rushing as the Broncos suffered their first loss of the season, 33-19 to the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
They ran the football exceptionally well. You got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to run the football. So it was another one for Kansas City. They made a couple plays on special teams right there in the clutch, big kickoff return to give them field position. And, you know, now we go back. Obviously, tough loss. Had our opportunities during the game. Credit to Kansas City for fighting like they did and finding a way to win. Obviously disappointed. But now we go back, get ready for the next game.
I mean, you know, if you don't show up to play and you don't play good football, that's going to happen to you. And they showed up to play, and, you know, we made too many mistakes offensively. That's the bottom line.
The offense was just not quite the same. The Chiefs came in giving up 5.7 yards a carry. Today, the Broncos had 22 carries for 94 yards, and they only came away with one touchdown and four tries in the red zone.
Hurry up offense, you know, and then we have to slow it back down and get back in the huddle. It's just it's difficult, you know, and trying to get a lot of touchdowns on there, trying to get touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you know, to catch back up. And we just got to go back and look at it and offensively play better.
Well, you know, it's just we did some good things, but what you got to do is you got to score in that red zone. And we were down there a few times and we're 1-for-4. And, you know, can't win on the road having those turnovers and not scoring the red zone. That's hard to win the game.
We didn't score touchdowns, you know. I don't know. You know, it's just you got to punch it in, and we weren't able to do that for some reason. Who knows, you know. We didn't execute, and just go back to work next week and figure it out.
For the third straight week, the Broncos defense gave up at least 30 points, highlighted by a 28-carry, 198-yard performance by Larry Johnson. Denver knows it must improve on that side of the ball.
Yeah, we had, you know, give up the big run quick, and then looked like we got back on track. And then at the end, had a couple big runs. And so, again, back to the drawing board. And Larry Johnson's a fine back. Broke a couple tackles in there. And if you you might have the right gap, but if you don't make the play on Johnson, he's going to make some big plays, which he did today.
Well, I mean, well, you don't want to give up as many points, you know, as we've given up the last, you know, 4 weeks. For 3 weeks, I guess. But you know, Kansas City was getting a good, getting good field position, and we did a good job of holding the field goals a couple times. But you know, to be good in this league, man, you have to try to, you know, hold teams under 20 points. And you know, offensively, you know, today we couldn't score the 40 points that we've scored the last 3 weeks, and that's how it's gonna be sometimes.
This is only though the first loss of 08, and as hard as this one is to swallow, the Broncos are still sitting at 3-1.
They're 3-1, you know. I mean, there's a lot of football left. We're still a good football team, and we can't go into a panic here. I mean, there's a lot of games left for us, you know. So I mean, we're gonna go back and look at it and figure it out and get ready for Tampa.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.